Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. Well, we've taken a dramatic turn in the weather in the last several weeks. It's beginning to feel more like November and less like July. So if we can remember that we're in the middle of September, we've got a few plant tips and pointers, both for lawn care as well as some tips for planting trees and shrubs this time of year. But first of all, of course, a reminder that mid-August to mid-September, so right around now, is a good time to seed new lawns and overseed existing lawns in Iowa. This seeding has several advantages over the spring time frame, in that cool season grasses will germinate quickly in the warm soil that we have going on right now. As well, the warm days, we still hope we have a few of those coming up left. And cool nights of early fall will promote rapid growth, and the growing grass will have less competition for weeds, as very few weed seeds are programmed to germinate in the late summer or fall time frame. So a good time to do that if you've got some bare spots that you're wanting to get reseeded or overseeded. Have some questions from folks about how to handle the fact that a lot of lawns have gone dormant this summer. First of all, if your lawn is dormant, which means it's kind of gone brown from the crowns on up, but of course if it's still alive, do you want to go ahead and fertilize that? Now technically that will not harm the lawn, but it may not get much benefit from the fertilizer application either. So if you still have a dormant lawn, and if we get several periods of rain over the next several weeks, those lawns may actually go ahead and wake up a little bit here towards the end of the summer. But if your lawn's still looking more brown than green, it probably will not get the full benefit of the fertilizer application, and watering it or fertilizing it right now will not green it up, unless there's some water that goes with that, of course. If the fertilizer stays on the soil surface because of a lack of rain, the material may actually evaporate or volatilize into the air before it has a chance to be soaked down to the root system by the rain. So it's best to wait until the weather pattern changes and it begins to rain to fertilize your lawn. Fertilizer applications can be done anytime in September or even through late October and early November. Similarly, with broadleaf herbicides, those are, again, most effective when applied to actively growing weeds. So if your lawn, including the weeds, are looking a little brown and crispy this time of year, the application of broadleaf herbicide will probably be less effective, as they may not absorb much of it, and definitely will not be able to take that down into their root system. So if you wait a little bit, broadleaf herbicides can be effectively applied from any time in late September to early November. Make sure you wait until the area receives a good rain or two before applying the broadleaf herbicide to the lawn. At least a half an inch or more of rain should revive most broadleaf weeds. Makes a little bit of sense, but sounds a little counterintuitive that you want your weeds to be really healthy when you apply an herbicide to them. But of course, that is the case, because when weed applications and herbicide applications are certainly most effective when they have a chance to be taken all the way down into the root system of the plant. And we know that fall is a great time for that, as many perennial broadleaf weeds do start transporting nutrients back down to their root system this time of year. So waiting until later in this month, or even all the way certainly through October and into November, depending on what the frost schedule looks like for the year, but certainly allowing them to start transporting those nutrients down to the roots, you want them to take that herbicide right along with them, and that will kill the plant from the roots up to make sure that it does not come back next year. Another question about how to handle adjustments in your fall lawn care based on the many dormant lawns around the state. Core aeration. Again, if you have a dormant lawn, core aeration is not recommended and really not that effective. If you're core aerifying with a metal aerifier that punctures the soil with metal tubes, It may actually have some trouble getting down into the soil if you haven't had a good rain lately. And again, you want a multiple rains so that soil has a kind of a chance to recover from the prolonged dry weather that we've had here. So once the hard, dry soil has sort of softened up a little bit is a good time to do that. Another important thing to take into consideration, core aerating a dormant lawn or one that's been dry for a while may harm the grass if the lawn doesn't receive water, either from rain or irrigation, shortly thereafter. Because if you think about making those large holes in the lawn, that's just another way for moisture to evaporate out of the soil more quickly. So if you are planning to core aerify, it's probably a good time to do that kind of between rainfalls. So if we've had a few good rains here, if the soil is starting to soften up, maybe wait until there's another rainstorm in the forecast. Go ahead and do a little aerification in the lawn, and then that will allow the moisture to soak down in and not see the damages to the already stressed grass from the evaporation. Another thing to look at this time of year, mid-August through the month of September, is a great time to plant pine, spruce, and other evergreens. Deciduous trees and shrubs can also be planted anytime from August through early November. When you plant those new trees, you want to make sure that you water them every 3 or 4 days and then gradually reduce the frequency of watering. Make sure you're watering slowly, applying water to the entire root ball and surrounding soil. Once they get past 3 to 4 weeks after planting, a good soaking every 7 to 10 days is ideal if no rain happens in that time period. And you can continue watering those newly planted trees or shrubs all the way up until the ground freezes. So for more information on any of this, of course, invite you to stop by the Extension office at 805 West 10th Street. Find us online, Cass County ISU Extension, or give us a call at 243-1132. Also want to invite you out to the Produce in the Park happening tomorrow, Thursday, the 19th of September, from 5 to 7 p.m. in the downtown Atlantic City Park. There we'll be have a table set up along with lots of other local produce vendors and craft vendors, but you can stop by and visit Cass County Extension, ask some questions, pick up some free resources, and we'll also have a few of our 2014 garden calendars and 2014 nutrition calendars available to preview or purchase if you would like. So hope to see some folks out there tomorrow night. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson from the Cass County Extension office.